This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to the session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You'd have to be on this side to understand why I giggle in the beginning. If you saw everything that was going on here, you'd either throw up or just start laughing too, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855, if you think we're off, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. All right, we should jump right into it. But listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff going on there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing. Well, if you can tear it out of Gumby's hand, you can. He's going to let that go eventually. Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. You don't need to. You really don't. You know, you've been fed a line. You've been given. You know, I love is the left who hates labels has labeled guys like me. Makes no sense. Butch from Texas, thanks for being with me tonight. We've got George from Greece. George, I don't know. There's no good shows in Greece? I mean, I could be the next... Well, I'm Italian. They may not accept me as well. But anyhow, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, so head up to the website. Also, if you look behind me, you see the hashtag stand shirt? That's right. You saw all these nut jobs out there yesterday where they were rioting. They weren't protesting. Show you what low IQ these guys have. They're out trying to get their point across, right? They want you to take them seriously. They want to protest Trump or, you know, they stand up for they say immigrant rights, but what they mean is illegal immigrant rights. They want to stand up for breaking the law. That's what they really want to do. So the way they get your attention is how they do it? They smash windows. They set things on fire. They break newsstands. You know, the newspaper holders on the street, they're setting them on fire. And you boneheads that have businesses and support these guys, hey, you get what you deserve. Now the front of your store is trashed, and if they didn't smash your windows, they set all the newspaper holders on fire in front of your store. They probably defecated and urinated on the sidewalk in front of your store. Weren't you excited to show up for work today if you lived in L.A.? Yeah. Hey, what can I tell you? You want to live with the loons, you know, you got to take what you get. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, so all you social justice warriors, I love you guys. Well, not really. Sounds good. But you go to Massachusetts court. Yeah, I know. It's my hometown. It's sick. So a Massachusetts judge forces an American Christian woman to go to a mosque and study Islam for her probation. Okay? Sending her, Christian woman, a judge, paid by the state, was forcing her to go learn about Islam. Now, let's just forget what's going on around it. I want you to think about that. you guys would have a fit if a judge sent a defendant to a church to learn the basics about Christianity because of something they were doing to Christians. You would freak. But because it's Islam, see, I don't know if you're just, it's got to be one of two things. I know, again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room here, but either you hate Christians so much that you don't care what they do to us, or you're so afraid of Muslims that you're not willing to say anything bad about them. One of the two. I'm not smart enough to tell you which is which. But the judge says, well, look, I love this guy. And so I went looking for it because the site it was on I saw it on one or two sites that were religious sites. Then I went looking for it, and I found it on CBS Boston. So I'm sure that CBS Boston, last I checked, was not a right-wing, right-leaning Christian organization. At least last I checked, it wasn't. So after the landlord was convicted of pushing her Muslim tenant down a flight of stairs. Now, this woman has other Muslim tenants. This one in particular was making her crazy. A judge ordered her to respect the rights of all Muslims and take an introductory class on Islam. Now, the highest court in Massachusetts is being asked to decide whether the judge... Well, the court already decided. This story's a little older, but it has more detail. This particular clip here. The Supreme Judicial Court will hear arguments... Well, they've already heard the arguments. And she has to go. Right? The case centers on Daisy Obi, a 73-year-old ordained minister from Nigeria, who is the pastor of the Adonai Bible Center in Somerville, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. In April 2012, Obi, I so want to say Obi-Wan, but I know I shouldn't. Obi rented an apartment in her multifamily home to Gihan Solman and her husband, and their five children. So at first I'm thinking, when I look at the story, okay, well, you know, you get five kids in there. What do you want? Now, Solomon complained about the heat and electricity not always working, while Obi complained that Solomon appeared to have 12 to 15 people living in the apartment at one point. Solomon testified about a month after she moved in that Obi stood on the stairs outside of Solomon's apartment screaming anti-Muslim insults. The following month, while Solomon was taking her baby out of the car, she said that Obi was in the street yelling at her children. So either that landlord was extremely drunk all the time, or maybe some of this is made up, because that's never happened before, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now listen, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, will join us at the bottom of the hour so I can finish this story and so that he can get all wound up. He'll get wound up anyway. We don't have to wind him up that much. He's already tightly wound to begin with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. Now, look, this is my home state of Massachusetts, and they've never, I don't remember them being this whacked as a kid, but maybe I didn't pay attention to any of this stuff. I don't know. But, you know, these are the same people. I can't remember the girl's name. The little girl that came up from Connecticut to the Massachusetts, one of the Massachusetts hospitals, and the head of the hospital felt like she wasn't getting the treatment like she was supposed to. They lived in Connecticut, and the little girl was active and moving. She had some issues. And by the time Massachusetts got done with her, or almost done with her, and thank God for the courts, a sane court, she was in a wheelchair. That's how bad they took care of her, but they think they know better. This is why these states scare me. So anyhow, now we've got the same kind of situation here. We have a landlord that rented. Now, she's rented to several Muslims, but she had one in particular, five kids and a husband. So it's like the equivalent of what, seven kids? Okay. And now what's happening is this now three other Muslim families live there. And this particular family says that she's out. Now, she's a minister, a Christian minister. So I would imagine that's already a problem, right? But they said that she was out there, and at one point she's yelling Muslim obscenities, which I don't really know what that means, at the tenant. And then the tenant said she was taking groceries out of her car, and then all of a sudden she started yelling obscenities at one of her kids, one of the Muslim lady's kids. And not to pick on Muslims as a whole, but haven't we heard these kind of stories a lot? And then we find out later on that they're not quite the truth. Right? Not the first time. So, and the landlord's 73 years old. Well, what kind of damage is she going to do? Just figure she's lost her mind, pay her the rent money, and go about your happy little way. What is the problem? So anyway, she testified about a month ago that Obi stood on the outside stairway yelling obscenities to her and her kids, right? Then about a month later, someone said that Obi accused her of ringing her doorbell, shouted at her, and pushed her. Solomon said that she fell backward down 15 to 20 stairs, hitting her face on the banister, cutting her lip, and tearing a ligament in her shoulder. Sounds more like a little anger going on there than anything else, right? Anyway, while sentencing Obi last year, Judge Paul Yee Jr. called Obi the landlord from hell after pointing out that she had her harassment prevention orders issued against her by two other tenants. He sentenced her to 2 years in jail on the assault and battery charge for pushing Suleiman, but required her to serve only 6 months, with the remaining 18 months suspended if she complied with certain probation conditions. Now, those conditions weren't to be more quiet, not to touch anybody again, not to use obscenities against Muslims. No. Wasn't any of those. Wasn't go to an anger, because doesn't that sound like anger? Wasn't to go to an anger management class or anything like that. That would have been a lot to ask, don't you think? No. He says, I want you to learn about the Muslim faith. I want you to enroll and attend in an introductory course on Islam. He didn't tell her to go to the local community college. He didn't tell her to enroll on an online one. He wanted her to go to a mosque and be taught about Islam. Now, again, I say to you, can you imagine this the other way around? Can you imagine if this was a Muslim landlord owner that was pushing a Christian or a Catholic or whatever? And the judge saying, now you have to go to a Christian church and you have to learn about Christianity. Can you imagine what the outcry would be? So she said that, Obi said that, I don't want you, the judge says, I don't want you to understand people of the Muslim faith, and they need to be respected. They may worship Allah, but they need to be respected. Now, the funny thing about it is, you know, the Christian faith teaches us to respect other people, to respect, you know, all kinds of people. We're to love all kinds of people. Obi vehemently denied making any Muslim statements to Suleiman or pushing her. She testified that she was inside the apartment praying when she heard a knock on the door from the police. Obi said in a phone interview that she believes that Suleiman had a vendetta against her because she refused to allow her to let more people live in her apartment. I never made rude remarks against her, she said. Why would I do that? I have three Muslims living in the house right now. Well, we also said she believed that Suleiman hates her because she is a Christian. Suleiman didn't respond to messages left on her home or workplace. Obi's lawyers argued that probation condition that she learn about the Muslim faith burdens Dr. Obi's free exercise of religion. It is beyond dispute that the Constitution guarantees that the government may not coerce anyone to support a particular religion or exercising it. Now, prosecutors argued that the order to take the course on Islam is not coercive because it doesn't require to adopt a religious practice or to attend a Muslim religious service, but merely to educate yourself. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, can you imagine the outcry if I brought a pastor into a social studies class in the high school and taught the kids what true Christianity is about? Can you imagine what they would do to me or the teacher or the administrator at the schools? They would paint, you know, separation of church and state on their foreheads, for God's sake. They would have a tattoo there. They'd be so mad. And then last week I didn't play it, but I actually had a clip. Yeah, I don't think I did play it. Of that group that went to a town hall meeting, and when they got up to do the Pledge of Allegiance, when the words "under God" came up, a bunch of those pink hat pinkos got up and started screaming separation of church and state. That's how much respect they have. I wonder if they would have been fine with it if it was under Allah. I mean, this is how ridiculous this is getting. Again, I ask you, are you so hateful of Christians that you tolerate this? Or is it you're so afraid of Muslims? Which is it? I don't get it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hopefully, we will have our mad black man from Baltimore at the bottom of the break. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Come on back. We'll be here in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Oh, God. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's get him right in so I can just make him crazy and nuts, because I always enjoy when he's on with me. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us as he does every week. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear and kick the liberals behind.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for keeping that clean. Listen, I hear you're in your car and you're out hunting protesters, aren't you? Come on, tell me the truth.
Yeah, you know exactly what I did was I got me a big bag of popcorn and I got that Texas in me and a Dr. Pepper, a large 2 liter Dr. Pepper, and I'm just riding around town yelling out the window at liberals, that's all.
Yeah. Well, you saw all the May Day, the Labor Day, whatever you want to call it. I don't even, it was supposed to be a tribute to workers yesterday. And what did they turn it into? Now they turn it, again, like they do with everything. I mean, these guys screw up everything. Now they're out there, and they're, now it's a Trump protest, right? And a couple of people, I don't even know what to call them, a couple of animals got hit on the freeway. They're blocking major freeways, and people have to get to work, and they wonder why they're pushing through those people with their cars. And those guys with the black resist shirts on, they're smashing windows. I mean, where do they really think this is going to get them? How does this help them with their issue on trying to promote labor for illegals?
Well, it's just like Stacey Rollins fake when she was talking about them destroying half of Baltimore City. You know, it's only property. You know, it's okay. They're acting out because of years of oppression and this and that. No, they're acting out because, number one, it's not their business that they're burning down. And number two, they don't have to get up and go to work tomorrow morning. So that's why they're doing stuff like that. You know, my favorite is, you know, you always hear about these people that, like Al Sharpton and them, get up talking about, it's a peaceful protest and this and that. Now, who's sparking the violence? Is it the protesters or is it the protesters? Because there's no one else that's out there. And I don't understand that's what you call a peaceful protest? Really?
Well, remember, Al Sharpton's been known to get out there and talk about committing violence to make things happen, right? To get his point across. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but the only problem about that is the major networks won't play it back.
No.
To show him how much of a you know who he is. And you know, but he's the biggest hypocrite. You know how that is. But that was Joe Messina, and he got up there and he was spreading hate because he's white and he's not privileged to have. I mean, not black and privileged to start riots, to hurt innocent people and everything else. Then you know you're not privileged to do that. But they are.
Yeah, you know, and again, I go right back to a bunch of cowards. You know, Corey, if you've seen their pictures of them, they're up in the cops' faces. They're doing all this nasty stuff, and they've got masks on. They're so courageous that they've got masks. You know, they're a bunch of thuggy cowards, and they don't even have the guts to show you who they are and to stand up for what they're fighting for, right?
Well, to show you how belligerent. I told you, and you just say the key word, how much of a coward they are. They're very strategic in who they pick to go after. Now, if there was a bunch of bikers that were supporting Trump, or was a bunch of my friends, a bunch of flag wavers like ourselves, and a lot of my ex-Marine friends, even a lot of my coworkers, see, they won't pick on stuff like that, but they'll pick on an innocent crowd of people that they know that's a bunch of squares. Well, I tell you, this is what you do. You do that to one of us, and let's see what the outcome be.
Yep. I agree with you. There was a bunch of bikers for Trump that ended up getting a fight with these guys, and instead of them blaming it on the resist movement, if you would, they blamed it on the bikers. And I just started laughing. I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's hilarious. Yeah, so there's nothing. These guys are so hopped up on drugs, and I'm not talking about the bikers. I'm not even talking about the arrest people. I'm talking about the commentators on MSNBC. ABC, CBS, whatever. These guys are so hopped up on drugs, it doesn't matter what they see on TV. It's Trump's fault.
Well, it's the liberal Kool-Aid Drinkers Association. And that's why they keep continue to forget to tell the truth. You know, that's why I say, you know, a lot of these people, I don't know how, you know, you became a journalist to report the news, or did you become a journalist to support your political party or their agenda? Which one did you become a journalist for?
Well, they look at the American people feel, and they openly admit that they're liberal. You know, so again, we have to push back. So remember the resist shirt. I don't have one on now, but there's one on behind me. You know, the hashtag stand, and you stand against the resistance because they're not resisting. These guys are nothing but thugs. All their resistance, the only resistance they have going on is against decency and order. That's it. That's all they're resisting. I mean, these joke protests, because they're fighting for illegals. You know, we could have cleaned up half the L.A. streets tomorrow by arresting the two-thirds of illegals that were in the marches.
Hey, lock all of them up and put them on the same buses they brought them here on from FEMA.
Put them back.
How
on
about
a, No, put them back on the top of the trains that they came in on. Remember you seeing those trains coming with the people on the top?
Don't forget the big motor coach buses with FEMA on the side or the C-130s.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. This is just... So, listen, I got a little heat today because there was a...
That's always.
Yeah, I know. Nothing new, right? So the Yale College Republicans, apparently, I don't even know how true this is, but it's in Breitbart, they held a barbecue on Friday right next to 8 graduate students that were on a hunger strike. You know, because you brought this up when you talked about being from Texas, you know, and the whole barbecue thing, right? So here they are trying to have a hunger strike. Because they're pushing back on the university, or supporting the university, want to unionize all the staff. And so the college Republicans decided, well, hey, you can have a hunger strike. More food for us. Right?
Right, exactly.
Would that mean, or would you have done the same thing?
No, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, no, look.
I mean, the whole essence of this is is that, okay, you, I mean, I just don't understand. Who sits and thinks of this stuff?
I don't know.
I mean, somebody must have a lot of time on their hands. You know, after a minute, it becomes to be real. I mean, it's not even stupid. And, I mean, it's not even ignorant. I have no idea. Well, I mean, what kind of wacky weed or the Kool-Aid did they drink, or did they just fall off the yum-yum boat or something?
Well, listen, I got to tell you something. I thought it was kind of creative. So somebody got mad, said, what's so funny about this? I said, well, think about it. They're sitting there. They're having college Republicans are partaking of the freedom that they have in this country to go ahead, and they're protesting, or they're having an anti-protest, by eating next to the people having a hunger strike who were exercising their free speech rights to protest something the college is doing. I don't understand what the problem here is. Equal for all, is it not? Boy, they were lit them up.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, they were very upset that I would find that amusing. Like, what's so funny about it?
Well, I don't understand. I mean, but that's your God-given right. I mean, that's what you feel. I mean, what is it they want you to say?
Oh, those Republicans were so nasty. They shouldn't. How could they barbecue next to those people that are starving? Well, you could choose to eat or not eat. You could choose to go grab a hamburger or not.
Well, if Al Sharpton would pay his taxes, we probably wouldn't have to talk about that, really.
Yeah, I love that. You know, we should put up a chart of MSNBC because they always like to make fun of everybody else and how bad everybody else is. Two-thirds of the people on that station... that poor excuse for a station that is, they owe more taxes than, I don't know. They probably owe more taxes than any 50 people you and I know. You know, millions. We're talking millions of dollars.
Well, Anderson Cooper, he doesn't have to do that.
What?
He doesn't have to pay taxes because he was a lot of people should do the research on these guys. I mean, he was an ex-CIA informant. They got an operative that's in every major newspaper or conglomerate in the country, and he was on the payroll, and they trying to hush people about it, but he did research.
We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Listen, the real side of GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, let your friends know, next hour, we're going to do a whole hour, and that was next Saturday, on VA failures. All right? I mean, that's how important this is. We have somebody coming on, a veteran that has been trying to get to the VA, trying to get a badly needed lung transplant, and it almost seems, I'm not gonna paint with that liberal brush, all right, but it almost seems like they're putting every obstacle in his way to keep them from making that happen or happen easily. Anyway, so we'll talk more about that in the next hour and some of the other issues, some of the other failures that have taken place. Let's bring in our mad black man from Baltimore. We lovingly refer to him. Don't anybody get irritated with it. You don't have to come over here and beat me up. You don't know where I am anyway. So anyway, Corey Duncan joins us, and always a pleasure to have Corey on the show with me. Thanks for being here, Corey.
Always a pleasure to come on. And no, Joe is not paying me. And two, we're broadcasting from the planet Mars.
That's right. There you go. So you can't. Hey, so I was telling you during the break, but I haven't talked about this yet on the air, which is in Los Angeles, of all the freaky places, you know, you can have a protest, nobody's going to give any trouble or what have you. Well, somebody burnt an American flag the other day during the march protest, riot, whatever you want to call it. Anyhow, And then all of a sudden he was totally surprised when they handcuffed him. He goes, what are you handcuffing him for? My freedom of speech, my First Amendment right. He goes, yeah, but you can't start an open flame in the city of Los Angeles. So we couldn't get him on the patriotic side of burning a flag, but those eco freaks in Sacramento got him by saying you can't pollute the air by lighting open fires in the city. I thought that was just poetic justice, isn't it?
You know, I'm so glad that you know, God bless Texas. I don't know how you guys do it out on the West Coast. I don't know where, you know, where you, yeah, and you know, Joe, you're out there, so I mean, pretty much.
Thank you.
You, it is your fault, and it's all your fault that these people are so screwed up in the head, and this is goofy, and I mean, like I told you, they're part of that yum-yum crowd and stuff, they ride on floats, airplanes, listen to the goofy stuff that they think of.
Oh. It's great. Some of the things they come out with that we can't do, things we can't burn. I think there's even some counties in California, or maybe all of California, where you can't use lighter fluid to.
You can't use your fireplace.
You can't. Oh, you can't use. That's right too. I forgot about that. You can't use your fireplace in California.
Hey, God bless all of you on the West Coast.
Oh,
you
God.
Can have it.
Oh my God! They lost their minds.
My
anyway.
Great. But you know what? I appeared on another Friend of Al's show, and this young lady came on, and she tried to say it was science about homosexuality, about transgender people, that is because of some sort of. She tried to make it a scientific study or whatever. I said, Miss. I mean, I didn't say, but the host they told her, and I totally agree that, okay, so if you're born with an organ and you want to be this or be that, that's just your choice. What does science have to do with? I'm like, wow. I was about to ask her what her address was so I can send the proper authorities to pick her up in the rubber truck.
Well, that's the thing about it. When you try to have a conversation with them, a sensible conversation, and you even just say to them, you know, one of the things I pride myself about on the show is whether I agree with you or not, and I may, and you just don't know it, but I try to get you to think. I try to get you to defend the positions you take, but not just because the party says it. Not because your group says it, okay? So I always say the same thing to them. Give me a couple of ideas. Show me the gene. There has to be a gene. There has to be a DNA marker. So let's say that there isn't any one of those. It's just you feel that way, therefore you believe you should be allowed to. I go, well, where does that stop? We got that 22-year-old transgender kid that became an alien or feels that he was an alien. So he had his eyes done. He had his nose done. He had his skin done to look more like an alien. Why didn't the doctor stop him? What point does this become lunacy? When do we help people get better?
Well, the thing of, I have no idea. I mean, you're lost on this one. And I make a note of that.
We actually got Corey to stop.
And that's very few times. Anybody in my family or anybody that knows me will tell you, not many times this man don't have something to say about something. But, you know, my thing is that I have a degree in psychology, and I'm sitting here scratching, I don't have any hair. Or whatever, and I'm just like, wow, really?
Well,
I mean, you know what, Joe? After your show, I'm ready to go get a drink.
You know what? I'm starting to feel bad about this. There's a couple of people who say that when the show's over, they go drink heavily. I hope Andy from Michigan. Thanks for joining us. Always appreciate when you come on. When anybody tells me where they're from. So.
Also, I want to say hi to everyone in the chat room. Thank you for your support. And please don't send me any, you don't have to throw money or bow. Or
oh, money's good. Money's good. Throw it at me. Don't throw it at him. Throw it at me. But, no, I mean, we've talked about this a million times on the show, and I don't want to beat it to death, but we have all those people out there that are going through all kinds of changes. If they think that they're, that one lady that was thought she was a leopard, she had her nose bopped, she had her ears taken off, she's having tattoos done, they have leopard spots. And I would say, you know what? Yeah. Well, was that your professional opinion, Corey?
And at $100 an hour, I'll take it.
Yeah. And, you know, people don't stop and go, look, 20 years ago, we would at least, we would try to help that person. We would try to say, look, you're not a leopard. There's something wrong, short-circuited between the ears. Now, we celebrate it. We're going to go have a party. We're going to, you know, we're going to celebrate your individuality. You're not an individual. There's something wrong with you. Okay.
Mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
God. All right, let's see if I get this story, and you'll appreciate this one. You know that nut job, what's her name? Samantha Bee, right? You've heard of her?
Oh, okay.
Hateful comedian lady. So, you know, she's always making fun of the Republicans and how racist they are and how this and that and the other thing. Well, she has a problem, okay? Samantha Bee and her husband, Jason Jones, now, they're part of that whole Democrat white elitist group in Manhattan, up the Upper West Side. Well, she's got a problem. Her school, the school her kids go to, is overcrowded. So they want to move to school. But there's a problem. If they move to school, they get close enough to a black and Hispanic community where more black and Hispanic kids would end up at a school that her kids go to right now that is almost 98% white in the school. So,
what?
Yeah, so this is a problem. We don't want to mix too much. You know what I'm saying here, right? So,
and that sounds like segregation to me. Doesn't sound like that to you?
Oh, well, you know what? After reading this article and reading a couple of other things, I tell you what, I would openly say that when you get out of the, quote, inner city, you've got to have one of the most segregated school systems in the country when it comes to New York, right? New York, as a matter of fact, one study showed that New York has the most highly segregated schools in the nation. So
they do.
Yeah, so you look at this.
I would say Texas is a close second.
Really?
If
I would have
first.
Thought that. Wow.
I would say if not first.
Well, I look at this stuff, and I see what she has to say, and here's a woman that's on every night of the week pounding away at the old white Republican guys who hate blacks and Latinos and immigrants and all that stuff, and here she is having a heartburn because of where they want to move the school or reopen the school in a different location. There might be a whole bunch of black and Hispanics there. We can't have that, not for her precious little white kids.
Well, they don't have no problems about it when they want them to go to the voting booth and vote for them. So, I mean, my thing with this, you can't be a hypocrite. See, they want to turn the black card on when they need it, and then they want to turn the race card on when, you know, everyone needs to stop with this playing this game. It's over. Barack Obama's gone, so Donald Trump is in, and now hopefully we can get back to normal. And I'm not talking about for the people that send me the hate mail about the plantation. There is no plantation. The plantation is in your mind. That's where the plantation is, because you're trapped in that stupid, ignorant euphoria that is the white man. The white man, he's the boogeyman. No, the only boogeyman is you. And like I said before, these minorities are talking about the white race. No, I'm not white. And Joe does not pay me to say this, but check your own race first. Straighten your own race out. And straighten your own self out before you start wanting to say something about the white race or the white race saying something about anybody. All these racists need to shut up and just go ahead and straighten your own self out and stop blaming everyone else. Because at the end of the day, you know Corey's word. Corey's word is this. It's you. Look at yourself in the mirror. Then you can start. Things will start getting a lot better. Trust me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know I'll get a lot of heat because I'm a white guy. I don't know if you know this. I'm a white guy. Okay. And I keep saying that I don't care what color you are. I don't care how tall you are, short, how fat, how thin. I guess you can't use, but I'll use it. Fat. It doesn't matter. If you bust hump, you can make something of yourself. Now, look, we're out of time. Tell people where to find Corey.
Hey, you can always find me on Facebook, Corey Charismatic Corey, or Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. You can watch my show. Then I'll be podcasting Thursday, counterclockwise, live with Charismatic Corey. Come to my page, or Corey Friends Duncan.
Right.
And I want to say hi to all of my fans and all of my
group. You can do
all
that.
Guess what?
All right, we got to go. I'm Double Senior Host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now listen up. Next hour, the whole hour, going to be about the VA. All right?